This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kvavinu was nifter and buried. The brothers come back to Yosef HaTzadik, and they're afraid. There's fear. There's fear of retribution. The pasuk says clearly that the brothers said, "Vayirlach Yosef." They were afraid. Kimeis Avian. Maybe Yosef is going to hate us. Very strong lashon, yistimenu, hate. And now he's going to return and give us back everything that we did to him. And they give him a story that the tata tazayit bafailt, kilu was his savoh, that you should be meichel. Anna, and this is what you should tell Yosef. Anna, sona, pesha, achecha, v'chatasa, kirag malucha. All it says, v'yev Yosef v'davra meilav, and he tells them, don't be afraid, ki atachas alikim ani. From the psukim is mashma, that it was okay. That there was an understanding between the brothers, Yosef, and brothers, that taka, I'll be meichel you. The tata is like bafoilin, there's nothing to worry. Atachas olikim anoichi. Was he meichel them? Was Yosef actually meichel the brothers? It's a very big shaila. It's a famous Rabbeinu Bechaya in this week's parasha says clearly that he wasn't meichel them mefurish. That's the lash of the Rabbeinu Bechaya. We don't find him saying machalach, machalach, machalach. I've always in the past been around Chashav Yidden. Whenever they asked Mechila, they would request that the person should expressly say, Machal, the Mechila. No, say it clearly. It's not enough that you should say, okay, yes. Say, I'm Mechal. Chayr, it's based on this Rabbeinu Bechaya, where Rabbeinu Bechaya says, we don't find clearly that the Pasuk should mention a clear mechila on the part of Yosef. And I want to quote the words of the Rabbeinu Bechaya because they're yesidist, tremendous yesid. And we have to be careful to bring it out exactly the way the Rabbeinu Bechaya said it. To be careful, it's something that we have to delicately discuss. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, the pasuk seems to say he was consoling his brothers. It's mashma that he was merutza. He was accepting their mechila. Mikol makayim leirainu shiyaskir akosiv mechila biyosef. We don't see clearly, expressly in the pasuk, within a clear wording in the pasuk, that he was meichel them. V'im kein, meisu ba'ansham b'loy mechilas Yosef. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya Bazei, we have to say that they died without mechila. V'i'ef shel iskapra avroinam rak b'mechilasu. Al Kain, Chutzra Chayinish Liyos Kamus V'Chasum. It stood waiting in the wings, Kamus V'Chasum, and locked away Lipaket to be remembered at a different time. Where B'Inyan Asari Arugim Alchus. What's bothering Rabbeinu Bechaya is if there was a Mechila, why was it Asari Arugim Alchus? And the Teretz is, we don't find clearly in the Torah that Yosef was meichel the brothers. The kash is famous. The chiyuv is to be meichel. The chiyuv is to be meichel. The Rambam, we don't have the time to go through. I see they switched the clock already on the other side, so I'm going to have to train myself to look to the right from now on. Or maybe they did it for me so that I could not have to pay attention to the clock. Either way, Rabbi Say, the halach is that you should be meichel. Or so maybe you have to ask three times. All right, pashtus, you have to be meichel. Let's not go through Hilchus Shuvah and the Rambam right now. The kash is Yosef HaTzadik. How could we say that he wasn't meichel? Kipshutai, I always felt the real pashtus pshat is vet niyena mechila v'alavicha tziva. That's not asking someone mechila. My father told that you should son up. Mechila means ich, humbly I come and I ask mechila. Zogin avicha tziva. I always understood that's the pshat in the pasuk. Avicha tziva lifnei ma'isei leima kaseimru liyevas. Tatat gezakt. You should have fell to the feet. Ich petrachamim. It's for something that I ask of you. When the Mela, therefore, he wasn't Mechliyev. So, Kumin and Zagin, as Yenim, Yenim at Migazak, Kumin Bet. That's not the way it should go. Just, I guess, a point of to bring out the point, you should remember the Kasha, that sailed. My Zaid used to say it over all the time, that someone once came to the Kotzke, that he has a friend that has issues with this Aver and that Aver and this Aver, eh? And he wants to know what the tshuva should be. Katzke v'na klugi id, kemuvin k'yudua, fashtanin that there's no friend, it's him, and Hashem tzach. So he said, I don't understand. Why does your friend have to send you? He could have come himself and said that he had a friend that did all these Averas. What's that for this chicken? So kumin alein and zagin, let him say he has a friend, yeah. Tshuva Rabbeisai is about truth. It's about clean emes, the truth. Kol zman, you're saying, I have a friend, and I have a father who said, and I have this, and I das is nachnish gebeten mechila. Azei abich alamol fashtani. Another pshat, I always understood, maybe, if you take a look, the kashal chayr is stark. We do find Gevaldiger Ritzu, I mean, he said that, please, don't worry, I'm Meichel you. It's pretty clear that it was more or less a Mechila. What? He didn't say the word, I am Meichel. We needed the word Meichel in the Torah. So I was thinking maybe another Dehera Boisai. Yosef HaTzadik didn't say he was Meichel them, but maybe he was Meichel them, like the halacha requires. But the fact that it wasn't expressed, the fact that it wasn't klapichutz clear, and there was in the relationship of the achim, there was a difference. Chazal tell us there was a reason why they were afraid. He didn't invite them anymore. They used to eat by him to Seder, and they stopped inviting them. Now, the reason for that, of course, was L'shem Shemayim, with the Cheshmer, where the brothers are going to sit, and he shouldn't make Pirudim. But Maisa, there was a difference. And they felt that difference. It's possible, Rabbi Yisai, that the Chet was Nimchal Mitzad Yosef, like the Halacha requires. But as the Pasuk and the Ramban, as the Rabbeinu Bechaya clearly states, that the Pasuk doesn't mention it. What's the type that the Pasuk doesn't mention it? And Vasish left that the Pasuk has to mention Mamish every detail. It's so important. And the Teretz is that at the end there was Klapichutz Arichuk in the Achva. In other words, could be there was Cheshbeinus Chabesai. Yavada, Yosef meant to be Meichel them completely. And Avada, he had no Kavonis when he was not inviting them. At the end of the day, Lemaisa, the Achva wasn't the Achva of Yud Bei Shiftei Kah after, the way it was before. To the point that there was something Klapei Chutz that was missing. Which leads me, Rabbi Yisrael, to tell you a Peladik Achidush, which I always thought for many years could be his Devart. There's another Rabbeinu Bechaya that's less known than this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbi Bechaim Parshas Miketz writes clearly that there was never an Asara Rugi Malchus. It never happened. So Mefurish Rabbeinu Bechaim. The fact that they were Nifsak Lemisa, says Rabbeinu Bechaim, fact that the government decided that they're going to go and kill the Asara Rugi Malchus, that was already enough for them to be miskaper for whatever the chet was. Lamaisa, we know they killed. They killed other people. They didn't kill Asara Rugi Malchus. It was Acherim Bimkoiman. That's the lush of the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Who are these Acherim? I've searched for years, and Baruch Hashem, I found it. I found the name of Limelech in Parshas Chukas on the Pasuk by Yikhu by Kairach, by the Machlaikis, and I don't have time to tie in the Machlaikis of the Achim now to Kairach, even though Chazal do it. Chazal say clearly that Al Techat Kvaidi, that Yaakov Avinu did not want to have his name to be mentioned with the Machlaikis of Kairach. One day I'll talk to you, the Kesher between Kairach, Yaakov, the brothers. But that's where it is, by the way, the Naim Elimelech. The Naim Elimelech says that there were Malachim who came down with the Musa Adam, and instead of killing the Asara Rugi Malchus, they killed these Malachim that looked like exactly like the Asara Rugi Malchus. And this Rabbi says a Rabbeinu Bechaya. Acherim Bim Kaiman, he doesn't express himself. Who, what, when? I want to know, who are these Acherim? Sok the Naim Elimelech. It's a Mefurish Naim Elimelech, Rabbi say. That was Malachim who came down. The Mus, they looked just like the Asara Rugi Malchus. And this was already enough, Asara Rugi Malchus, to be miskaper in the Chet. And the Taitra Boisa is, the way, even the wording of the Naim Elimelech, it looked klapi chutz like they were killed. I believe that what was left, you know, I don't want to bring personal life into the shir. You start to understand how things work, how certain little things that are left where they're not supposed to be need to be taken care of and need to be eradicated. Sometimes it's a cell, sometimes it's a small thing. And that tiny little thing is already enough to need to be taken care of. I'm not going to go into deeper detail about Maven Yavin, but the point is that what was left was that maybe a klapi chutz, a pirut. At the end of the day, this wasn't the kesher before, the way it was by the bed of Yaakov Avinu. It didn't remain that way afterwards, for whatever the cheshbonus may be. See, Rabbi, that's what I want to point out. Whatever the cheshbonus may be, for mice it wasn't the same. And klapi chutz, it wasn't the same. And klapi chutz, there was an asare rugi malchus. And that's this Rabbeinu Bechaya. This is nice Torah, Rabbi Sai. And the tzara was taken away. So the fact that deep down, the mechila wasn't such that he eradicated the whole thing completely, something was tam and belayf. You know, I always say pshat. The first son was Menashe. Kinashani Elikim is Kol Beisavi. That's Kol Amali. Kol Beisavi, why would someone want to forget? I think the other way around. He should try to say, I remember the Tatashtub. Why would he want to forget the Tatashtub? And I believe the Pashab Shadra Boisai M. Islamito is, he wanted to forget everything that happened, to erase that there should be no sinner whatsoever. Kinashani Elikim is called Beis Avi. Whatever happened in Beis Avi, it's completely eradicated. Ki'ilu loy hoya, there was never fights between the brothers. There was never. That's the Nashani Elikim is called Beis Avi. And that was Bemtza the Tefillah of Yosef HaTzadik, that to eradicate it completely. So the brothers understood Yosef on his madrega was able to erase it as if it never happened. So when they see that he comes and he makes a birchas hagaimu, he's saying that he wasn't a tzara, and the brothers did do something to him. Unmemela, they're afraid that little left, he's going to want it to be mechaper. He's going to try to push them further to do tshuva for it. And the mele he'll do, like the pasuk says, "Es kol ra'a shigmalanu oisai." I believe the pshat with this we can explain an interesting shaila. Avichat tzivul if they moisai never happened. It just never happened. It's just a story they made up from scratch. I mean, an open lie. To come and zag ha'emesis, ha'afin ha'sheker. So Chazal say that it's mutal l'shan nois b'pnei ha'shalom. You're allowed to bend for the sake of shalom. The halacha rabbi says, and again, there's not enough time to go through the detail of this halacha. L'shan nois means to change. It's to say, anoichi esav b'chayrecha. Anoichi esav is b'chayrecha, like Yaakov Avinu did. You're not allowed to just lie. There's no heter in the world, even mutal l'shanis b'nei ha'shalom, to make up a story from scratch. L'shanis, Chazal say. This is not l'shanis. This is a complete story that never happened. And I believe Rabbi Yisai, the way I'm explaining the pshat is very simple. And not simple, but emes. The avicha tziva was not that he said those words. But what did Yaakov want? What did Yaakov leave over? Yaakov left over one bakasha, that the Shvatim should remain united. Avicha tziva doesn't mean tziva these words. Ana, sana, peshach, echaval, charaya, he didn't even know about it. According to the Ramban, Ramban says clearly, Yaakov Avinu never knew what happened to Yosef. And if Yaakov Avinu never knew what happened to Yosef, so Avicha tziva, and I think even Yosef knew that. I'm almost positive that Yosef himself and the Rishonim even say they never spoke to Yaakov because he didn't want Yaakov to know. So could you imagine they're telling Yosef, your father said on a Sunday, and he's looking at them and saying, that's what you're telling me? That's what he said? You know, I know it. I know he never said that. He never knew about the Mechira, so how could he have said that? The Teretz says he said one thing. Sana pesha as a yisoid in Musar, be able to be moichel. Mana sana, Yaakov Avinu left over was the kayach that yin are able to be moichel each other. Avicha tziva means what was his tzava? What was Yaakov Avinu's tzava that a yid is able to be moichel another yid? Now, I'll soon show you how the Rambam writes it's unique to yidden. Goyim, which are Reilei Leiv, don't have the Indian of Mechila. They don't know how to do it. Avicha Tziva, what Yankiv Avinu left over, was the Kayach of Ana Sana Lepesha Achicha, to be able to be Michael, a brother. So they weren't lying. They weren't being Mishana. They weren't changing anything. Hey, Osfu. That was the tzava of Yaakov Avinu. He brings them all around the bed together. Hey, Osfu, the kayach to be able to be mesyachid, to be ma'achid, Jews to come together. I give a shevach v'yidah to the Eibishter. I see it lately, the last few days. I see the kayach where Yidden come together to mobilize one Yid for another. The kayach of Hey, Osfu. The Baal Shem, explains, Hey Osfu, Vagid lechem ayikre b'achris hayamim. That's what's going to be the achris hayamim. You want to know achris hayamim? I'll tell you achris hayamim. It's tali in Hey Osfu. If there'll be Hey Osfu, there'll be achris hayamim. That'll be Mashiach. That's going to bring Mashiach tzidkeinu. Kayach of achris. Zezak the Baal Shem. But even in the Pasha Pshad, the Pasuk, Hey Osfu, you see that he wanted them to come together. Now, how does one do that? How does one do that? You see clearly that Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef HaTzadik, tells them, Ki atachas alikim ani. It's all from the Eibishter. Bali Musar speak that if you understand the Munah and you understand Yiras Shemayim, it means that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shleil. Everything is from the Rebbeinu Shleil. There's no room for sinner. There's no room for kinner. When you know that the Eibishter sent this matziv, this situation, Hayenim is just grada, He's the one that happens to you. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have to keep a cheshbon why he's the one for bringing the difficult and making the machlokes or whatever it is. Well, once you have emunah shleiman, you realize ki atachas alikimani. It's the Eibishter. Then there's no sinner. But I would like to go one step further, Rabbis. Over the years, I've studied this and I've thought about it a lot. There is no explanation, like I said a few moments ago, to the kayach of the Yid's kayach to be Meichel. It's just the way, that's our DNA, Rabbis. I quote you a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva Perek Gimel. Dr. Rambam, excuse me, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. Also, Ladam Shiachzari Vele Yispayis, Eliyei Noyach Leratzis Vekash Lichais. A person should be Michael, he should be able to forgive. Uvashashim is back to Mena Achait Limchel, Michael, Blev of Shalem, Ubenefesh Chafetza. Leif Shalom and Nefesh Chafetza, open-heartedness. Says the Rambam, it's in the heart. It's something unique to the heart of the heart. We're not even saying being Meichel. It's not even in the mind, maybe. It's not something that the mind says, you know, it's the right thing to do. This is what I've taught. This is what I've learned. This is what... It comes from and as the Rambam is Madgish, you see how the Rambam emphasizes, Belev Shalom, ובנפש חפצה אפילו היצלי הרבה וחתלי הרבה, no matter how much what the other person did, לייקם ולייתר, וזהו דרכם של זרע ישראל וליבם הנחה. It's the Yiddish hearts, Rabbi. We got different, you know, created differently than everyone else. A guy needs maybe an entire perspective in life to make him forgive and forget, and how it's healthy for him to forgive and forget. By us, it's not about us and how healthy it is and how good it is to let go. It's about libam hanachi, something in the heart of the Yid. And this was Yaakov Avinu, Tziva. This is what his whole life, what he wanted from the Shvatim, and this is what he gave over Birusha. This is what he gave over, Birusha, Zera Yisrael. It's one of the things that he gave over. So I believe that this is the Inyan of the Mechiras Yosef, and the Tikkun of the Mechiras Yosef, until today, is to be Meichel, Rabbi Yisrael. To be Meichel, to be Meichel, to be Meichel, to be Meichel. You have Akpadis, and one on the other. We all have Akpadis. To be able to let it all go. It's big. It's Yosef HaTzadik. I understand. It's Shiftei Ka. The Rambam didn't write his Rambam for Yosef HaTzadik. He wrote it for us. He wrote it for us, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Zera Yisrael. It's what the Yid has. I will just end with the following. My Bakasha, I ask. I'm not going to go into detail. The Olam here knows why I'm asking. I ask Achdus. That's all I ask. That's what I need. That's what we need. The Tzaris of today, the Maral tells us, and I'm going to quote a Maral, and with this I end. The Maral says, it's in the Sivas Olam Beis, the Sivas Hashalom Perik Tes. I quote you word for word. Umi Aideya Hasiba Shalarichas Galus Seinu. Who knows why we're so long in Galus Bein Ha'umais? There's nothing that we could attach it to. There is nothing, says the Maral. He says, there's nothing that we could say, oh, it makes sense because of. And he's referring to Machlaikis and Lashon Hara. The only thing we could tie that Richas Adalas and the Tzaras is the Bechet of Lashon Hara. And like I say, what was left by Yosef might have been a kernel of something. And that was enough to cause Asari Rugim Malchus and Gullison from there on after. We need to be mechazik ourselves, Rabbi Yisrael, in this Nakuda. Belev, Belev Chafetz, Akpadis. not to be makbid, to see positive, to see good things in other people. It's very doable because we have it. It's who we are. It's a hurl based klar vitzah. It's a hakana chayim. He knows how to do it. This redden was medaf the shredden. Zogin shayna zachin. Gute zachin. And if you have a hakpod on somebody, let's get the schusim going. Let's do it. Be meichel. Be mevater. And this will be taka zaycha to the geula. To the geula. Mitzvah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.